Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. From 1991 to 2012, the hard-drinking, hard-partying fashionistas from British TV's popular sitcom Absolutely Fabulous had worldwide audiences laughing at their narcissistic antics. Jennifer Saunders and Joanna Lumley have returned for Absolutely Fabulous, the movie. A breezy farce that has Adina and Patsy fleeing to the south of France when they're accused of drowning model Kate Moss. Fans of the show will be happy to know that the girls are as amusingly clueless as ever as they entered their self-interested senior years. However, those unfamiliar with the original show will undoubtedly wonder what the fuss was all about. Sam Neill and newcomer Julian Dennison star in a wacky coming-of-age comedy from New Zealand called Hunt for the Wilder People. Dennison plays Ricky, a young delinquent brought up in foster care who's sent to live with an older couple living in a rural bush area. When the woman suddenly dies, Ricky and the 60-something Heck, played by Neil, run into the mountains to evade the authorities who want to remove the boy from the elderly man's care. Writer-director Taiki Waititi, known for his collaborations with the musical comedy group Flight of the Conchords, puts the emphasis on offbeat eccentric humor instead of realism. As a result, the film isn't quite as touching as it might have been. Still, Hunt for the Wilder People is a likable, lighthearted comedy that establishes a certain wacky charm. Also opening this week, the crew from the rebooted Star Trek franchise returns for the third time with Star Trek Beyond. This time out, Justin Lin of the Fast and Furious franchise puts his action stamp on the series. The prehistoric Cartoon Clan returns for the fifth outing in Ice Age Collision Course. And Lights Out is a horror entry about a homicidal supernatural entity that moves in and out of the shadows. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.